Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on the 14th September 2017 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Salam dear listeners and welcome once again to Vintage Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a bhajan which adores our Lord as Sri Rama. There are very beautiful words in this bhajan. Lovely composition. Here is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Sri Rama, Jaya Rama.
Brother Shani Vasilu gave us a demonstration of the first line, and as we go on in this program, he is going to sing for us the entire tune of the bhajan. Brother Anirudh will share with us his impressions on the raga and the tala of the bhajan, and then we'll move on to meditating on the significance of the different words of this bhajan. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Sri Rama, Jaya Rama, He Bhava Priya, Sai Rama, Sadbhava Priya, Sai Rama, Satya Priya, Dharma Priya, Shanti Priya, Prema Priya, He Bhava Priya Sai Rama, Sadbhava Priya, Sai Rama.
Now that we are familiar with the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. Brother Srinivasulu, along with Anirudh, will now give us a slow demonstration.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D Madhyam.
Sri Rama, Jaya Rama, Sri Rama, Jaya Rama. Sri Rama, Jaya Rama, Sri Rama, Jaya Rama, E Bhava Priya Sai Rama, He Bhava Priya Sai Rama, Bhava Priya Sai Rama, Sadbhava Priya Sai Rama, Satya Priya Dharma Priya, Satya Priya Dharma Priya, Satya Priya Dharma Priya, Satya Priya Dharma Priya, Shanti Priya Prema Priya, Shanti Priya Prema Priya, Shanti Priya Prema Priya, Shanti Priya Prema Priya, E Bhava Priya Sai Rama, He Bhava Priya Sai Rama, Bhava Priya Sai Rama, Sadbhava Priya Sai Rama, Sadbhava Priya Sai Rama, Sadbhava Priya Sai Rama. Sri Rama,
So that is how melodiously this bhajan flows. Brother Srinivaslu, in his silken voice, gave us such a beautiful demonstration, and now it is really important to learn the intricacies of this bhajan so that we can do justice to its nuances. So Anirudh is here with us to share what he has captured of this bhajan. So Anirudh, how easy or difficult this bhajan is, and what is the raga?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
Yeah, having heard the tune for the first time, I'm sure many would have felt it, oh my god, this many curves, or, you know, so many intricate details in the bhajan. And many would have felt, oh, what a bhajan which has a nice feeling for the Lord.
Yes. The words and are also so beautiful.
He bhava priya sairama.
Yes, yeah.
Satya priya, dharma priya, shanti priya, prema priya.
Yes.
But finally, bhava priya is on the top of the...
Very few bhajans we have where the word bhava comes actually.
Yeah. I'm reminded of a bhajan which is... Shirdi nevasa sai shankara. In that bhajan you have the line...
Yes.
Bhavatita bhavagochara.
Yes.
So, you actually get tempted to sing that line with more bhava. That's
exactly
a challenge actually.
I know.
With lot of prayers to Swami,
yes,
we should be able to live up to that and sing up to that expectation.
Yes.
Same way, whenever you have bhava in many bhajans, I think it's like a reminder for us to know that Swami is most keen on the bhava of the bhajan.
Yes.
And coming to this bhajan, it's a beautiful tune justified to the lyrics, because you have satya priya dharma priya. He's satya priya, he's dharma priya, he's shanti priya, he's prema priya. But he bhava priya. So that gives more a close bond. He is more attached to the feelings. Whatever you sing with more feeling, love for God, he's attracted
amazing
towards it.
We know your truth, your righteousness, your peace, but you know, for me, you're just what my heart's heart connects to.
So that feeling is there in the bhajan, very much there in the bhajan. So I can say it is a beautiful composition. Just to sing the composition in the way it is composed, let's go through this small exercise of breaking down the curves.
Okay.
So that it'll be easy for the singers to pick up the curve and sing that.
Definitely.
And also we will go through the swaras so that we will know that where each note and where that curve exactly, what are the swaras associated with the curve. So that will be really helpful actually, even for the harmonium player and also for the singer. So at the first instant, let's take this bhajan and learn it little more slowly, patiently. I think we need to learn this bhajan without beat first.
Okay.
That's the first criteria, because it has a lot of details as you said before. So once we give importance to that details, fine details, and learn the bhajan without beat, then it's, you know, we can incorporate the beat and then sing those curves, the variations, everything on beat.
Sure.
And since you asked me about the technical structure of the bhajan, this bhajan, maybe I can say it's a mix of a feel of Darbari and Sindhu Bhairavi in the classical music. The Darbari flavor comes in the first three lines. He bhava priya sai rama sad bhava priya sai rama. And when you go towards Satya Priya Dharma Priya, it is like a Sindhu Bhairavi. Satya Priya Dharma Priya Shanti Priya Prema Priya Jagadishwara Hridayeshwara. In the bhajan, Partishwara Parameshwara. So it resembles more towards the Sindhu Bhairavi in the third and the fourth lines. So that's how I think it may be a mix of Darbari and Sindhu Bhairavi if you technically see the ragas. But as the lyrics itself reminds us that it is, you know, the bhava is the most important. Bhava, so let's let's more focus on the bhava.
Sure.
And let's learn this song slowly. First we shall do the swaras, then we will take up each line, whichever has the difficult curve. We'll break the curve into slower parts and then join those, and then it'll be helping us to sing to get the idea of that curve better.
Yeah, more clarity.
So
yeah.
First let's do the swaras, the first line.
Sri Rama Jaya Rama Gadha pa pada pamagarisa sada pa pada pamagarisa
Gadha pa pada pamagarisa sada pa pada pamagarisa
He bhava priya Sai Rama Sani nisari gari sani da pamadada
Sani nisari gari sani da pamadada
Sadbhava priya Sai Rama Papa nisagari sada pamapapa
Papani sagare sada pama papa
Satya priya dharma priya Pamari marima pani da pa da pa da pa
Pamari marima pani da pa da pa da pa
The next line also follows the same set of suras.
Shanti priya, prema priya.
And moving on to the next line, which is the same line.
He bhava priya, Sai Rama. Sadbhava priya, Sai Rama.
Which is same as the second line and the third line. So I hope we got an idea of the swaras which are associated with the curves and the lines. Now let's more focus on the each line, wherever you have the difficult or intricate curves into it. Let's look into more details. The very starting,
Sri Rama, Sri Rama.
So it's split into two basically.
Sri Rama.
So when we join.
Sri Rama. Jaya Rama.
So that's how the first line is. The second line.
He bhava priya. Sai Rama. Hey,
it's like more calling out.
Hey, bhava priya, bhava la 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 la.
Just to get the curve better, I'm just singing in a la la.
La 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 la, bhava priya. Sai Rama Sadbhava Priya Sadbhava
That's more the slower version of the curve.
Sadbhava La La La
So basically it's like a four loop.
La 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 Sadbhava Priya Sai Rama.
The Sai Rama is in the same note. Moving to the next line.
Satya Priya.
Making it slower.
Priya
ah. little faster.
Satya Priya Dharma Priya.
Same way in the next line.
Shanti Priya Prema Priya. Shanti Priya.
That's one part.
Shanti Priya Prema Priya.
Again back to that second line.
He Bhava Priya Sai Rama. Sadbhava Priya Sai Rama.
This is how it is composed. So we can try to sing it this way, or else if the curves are a distraction to get connected to the bhajan, then we can, of course, we can simplify it. Because finally, if you sing in Shruti and the beat is maintained, so with simple curves, kind of like minimal curves, yeah, if the bhajan makes others connect, then I think it's good. And I'm also reminded of one more bhajan which has kind of a similar curve.
Prema Mai Sai Ma Jnana Mai Sai Ma La Sadbhava.
Something similar to map with the bhajan. So maybe if we practice those bhajans also clearly, I think it will be easier to map these bhajans and identify and spot that, okay, this same curve is being inculcated in this bhajan also. And similar bhajans in this mood are
Aao pyare nayan hamare sai hamare aao. Sai naam bolo satya sai naam bolo sai madhava sai keshava sri hari naam bolo.
Yeah, so this is a bhajan which definitely needs a lot of homework before you can actually sing it in public. So let's do the beat.
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is 8-beat. Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music, or Keherva we call it in the Hindustani music. So let's have the count, and with the help of tabla we'll just sing the first two lines.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4 1, 2, 3, 4 1, 2, 3, 4 Sri Rama Jaya Rama Shri Rama Jaya Rama He Bhava Priya Sai Rama He Bhava Priya Sai Rama Sadbhava Priya Sai Rama Sadbhava Priya Sai Rama.
Beautiful, beautiful lyrics and beautiful composition, even though a bit intricate.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So that brings us to the next most significant part of this classroom, where we dwell on the bhava aspect of this bhajan. Let's begin with the first line.
Sri Rama Jaya Rama.
Jaya means victory. Shri Rama, Jaya Rama. Here we are hailing Rama as the one filled with all kinds of wealth, because Shri means wealth. It is not just material wealth, it is wealth of all dimensions, material wealth, spiritual wealth, metaphysical wealth, and everything basically means prosperity of all kinds. So we hail Rama and say, victory to you, O Lord Rama. So that is what the first line conveys. Let's move on to the second line.
हे भाव प्रिया साई रामा.
Bhava, as we all know, means feeling, and Bhava Priya means the one who is always keen about the feeling, about the intent behind any act. This happened in the 90s. The students used to have a program called Sama in the foyer of the college in the Prashant Nilam campus. This was intended to help all the students who are not students of music learn about music and to know how to appreciate music. So in one session, the Bhajan boys did a program where they talked about Raga and Tala, but somehow they missed talking about the Bhava and there was not much time left, so they gave that aspect a slip. And that evening during Darshan, Swami called some of these boys inside, and Swami, as he was talking to them casually, suddenly asked, did you put up a program in the college this morning? And the boys said, yes, Swami. And Swami asked, who participated in this program? And so some of them who were part of the program raised their hands, and then Swami called them inside, and Swami said, the program was very good. It was very informative. But you forgot to talk about Bhava. And it is Bhava that I love the most. It came directly from Bhagwan. He's saying that it is Bhava that I love the most. The Lord is interested always only in the intent, only in the intensity of the feeling when we offer anything to Him. So that is what is conveyed in the second line. Let's move on to the third line.
Sadbhava Priya Sai Rama.
Sadbhava Priya. Sadbhava means good thoughts, good intentions. The Lord loves pure intentions. In the Ramkatha Rasavahini, Bhagwan writes how Lord Rama ate with great relish the fruits offered by Shabari and said, Mother, these fruits are as sweet as your own heart. Really, these are not fruits that grow on trees. The wild fruits that grow in jungles are not so sweet, and they can never be. These are sweet because they have grown on the holy tree of life, on the branches of pure mind, and blossomed in the sunshine of pure love. Shabari gave Lord Rama the fruits that had dropped ripe from the trees. She used to dust them and clean them and check them every day. And when Rama did not arrive in the evening, she would eat them herself as prasadam, as food which she has offered to Lord Rama. Day after day, she roamed the forest in search of sweet ones to be placed before Rama. And when Rama finally arrived, Shabari stood with folded hands before Lord Rama and said, O Lord, I am of low caste. I am untutored. I am illiterate. I have no knowledge of scriptures. I have no skill in the use of words, nor have I practiced austerities prescribed to gain insight into your divinity. My only strength, the only thing I have, is my love for you. I have no other support or sustenance. And when Lord Rama listened to her words, with a lot of love, Sri Rama lifts her chin and looks straight into her eyes and says, Mother, devotion is all I need. The rest are subsidiary. They are of no value in my eyes. More than all the powers gained by spiritual disciplines and austerities, I relish the sweetness of devotion saturated with love. A man who has no love in him is as barren as a cloud with no moisture. He is like a tree with no fruits, or a cow which yields no milk. He is ever far from God. how much the Lord values feeling, and that is how empty we are without love for God in our hearts. And the Lord loves this feeling saturated with love, and that is what is conveyed in this line, Sadbhava Priya Sai Rama. Let's move on to the next line.
Satya Priya Dharma Priya.
Satya is truth. Satya Priya, the one who loves truth. In 2002, on the occasion of Guru Purnima, Bhagwan inaugurated the Sri Satya Sai Dina Janodharana Pathakam, a scheme under which residential units were constructed to house orphan children or single mothers with children belonging to the weaker sections of society. So more than 60 children joined this project. Once a week, they used to come to Prashantanilam to have Bhagwan's darshan, and Swami would lovingly interact with these children. On one occasion, Swami asked some boys to bring apples to distribute to these kids. And as they were distributing, Bhagwan supervised and checked whether each boy had got an apple. At one point, Bhagwan asked one brother to give an apple to a very small boy who was sitting in the second or third row. And when this boy went to give an apple to that little one, the little one said, "Swami, I already got one apple." And when Bhagwan saw that, he was so ecstatic, absolutely pleased with the boy's truthfulness, that Swami called him near and said, "Very good boy, very good boy. Always speak the truth." And as if this was not enough, Bhagwan called him closer, hugged him, and then materialized a beautiful chain, and he put it around his neck and said, "Eppudu satyame paluku, always speak the truth." And the whole Sai Granth Hall resounded with claps, and one can only imagine how solidly this message got instilled in the hearts of all those 60 odd little ones who had gathered there. The Lord loves truth. The Lord rewards truth. Because the Lord is truth. That is what is Satya Priya. Let's move on to Dharma Priya. Amar Vivek, an alumnus of Bhagwan's university, after finishing his master's in business administration in Prashantanilayam, he completed his LLB in Punjab University in Chandigarh. And since 2015, he's been working as additional advocate general at the High Court of Punjab and Haryana in Chandigarh. In August 1988, when Amar left the physical presence of Bhagwan after having completed his MBA, Bhagwan called him inside the interview room as part of the group of boys leaving that day. And very lovingly, as Bhagwan was speaking to Amar, Swami asked him, "What will you give me in return for your education at Swami's university?" And the boy said, "Swami, whatever you say." And Bhagwan asked again, "Do you really promise you will give me whatever I ask?" He said, "Yes, Swami." Then Bhagwan said, "Do not bring a bad name to Sai. This is all I want from you. Live up to my teachings and my example. Live up to being a Sai student." So these words of Bhagwan always stayed in Amar's mind, and every time there was a dharmic dilemma in his life, he would take courage to follow the voice of his conscience. Once, while practicing as a lawyer in the High Court of Punjab in Haryana, Amar handled an extremely tough case. This was in 1999. A corrupt policeman had illegally obtained the house of a poor school teacher. And once Amar took up this case, it was a very difficult one to deal with. He had to endure a very tough fight because the police officer was bent upon harming him and even harming his family. In fact, the former lawyer of Amar's client had advised him to make false claims, but Amar did not want to lie in the court. Furthermore, he told him that he would win the case based only on truth and not on exaggeration and falsehood. The case took a long time. A large number of witnesses had to be examined. Finally, after many years, when the arguments were concluded and the judge was to pronounce his judgment, Amar was nervous because it was a very hectic and very emotionally draining case. But when the verdict came, it came in his favor. Truth and adherence to values, adherence to dharma, had finally triumphed over falsehood, forgery and manipulation. Swami says, dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. The one who protects dharma will in turn be protected by dharma, because, and this will happen because the Lord loves dharma. He is dharma priya. That is what is conveyed in this beautiful line. Let's move on to the next line.
Shanti priya, prema priya.
Shanti priya means the one who loves Shanti. The Lord loves peace. He is the embodiment of peace. This is a very interesting anecdote narrated by an old-time devotee of Bhagwan from the Venkatagiri royal family. Their family used to come to Bhagwan in the 1940s, and during the Dasara festival they would carry Bhagwan on the palanquin and go on the streets. And one of these devotees says, we think Jesus Christ was crucified. We think that people criticized him. But that was actually nothing compared to what Swami faced right from the 1940s. Very simple people who had no knowledge of anything, who could not tell black from blue, would criticize Swami. And he recalled how when they held the palanquin and went in the villages, the rural folk standing on the road would mock at Swami. They would laugh and even spit on the road. But Swami would always only smile. He would only bless them in return. Nothing ever affected him. In fact, this devotee says, being from a royal family, I had the license to shoot them. And I should always think, where is my gun? But Swami was always a picture of peace. He would always just be smiling and be blissful. He would bless all the people, including these misguided, notorious lot. Because he is Shanti Priya, he loves peace. He is Prema Priya, he loves love. There's a very moving account of Dr. Ko Chai Singh. Dr. Chai was not an actual doctor, but he was called so because he loved to be called that way. All the students in the Vrindavan campus of Bhagwan's university used to simply call him Chai. Dr. Chai was actually a mad person, and Swami had adopted him. A group of students called the Chai Boys would be personally picked by Bhagwan to take care of Dr. Chai. The actual details of Dr. Chai's childhood are not very clear, but it is known that while he was studying in college, he underwent tragedy, trauma and terror. His brother had been kidnapped and a huge ransom was demanded for his release. When the father refused to buckle under pressure of blackmail, Chai was also kidnapped. And then came the terrible tragedy where Chai witnessed the brutal murder of his own brother. It was such a ghastly sight that he went into an emotional trauma and something snapped in his brain and he just lost it. He became completely mental and he had to be admitted to a mental asylum in Chennai. And the treatment there included electric shocks, and this only added terror to the tragically traumatized soul. And in great fear and shock, Chai never trusted anyone. He became very violent. He was unpredictable. The asylum did not want to keep him there any longer because he was uncontrollable. Chai hated the world and hated everyone associated with it, because the world had given him nothing but pain, neglect and embarrassment. It was at this time that his father could bear it no more. He took his son out of the asylum, not having any idea what to do with him. And by providence, he stepped into the ashram in Vrindavan. Bhagwan spoke to Chai's father and told him, don't worry, I will take care of him. And from then on, Bhagwan personally selected students who would nurse Chai and take good care of him. Swami also would personally interact regularly with Chai and the students, and that is how the students used to be called, the Chai Boys. And given that Chai had a very volatile and fragile personality, it would not be an easy task to deal with him. Often plates, tumblers and ketchup bottles would fly in his room because he could be in any mood at any point in time. It was really a tough task for the boys. In fact, in those days, only the boys who had some knowledge of martial arts and who were well built and who knew how to treat him with love would be chosen by Bhagwan. Of course, the added incentive for any boy was Dr. Chai's cottage was situated right next to Swami's residence, and Swami would drop in to Chai's room so many times unannounced. So that was one opportunity which every student longed for, and so becoming a Chai boy was a privileged chance. And these boys would do everything for Chai. They would cook for him, serve him, maintain his things, give him a shave, cut his nails, take him for walks and do whatever makes him feel comfortable. Once Chai contracted the deadly disease tuberculosis and he was not capable of taking bath on his own, so the boys would give him bath once in a while and they would change his shirts and pants. But for very long his innerwear was not changed, and one day one of the students thought that it's high time we change his innerwear too because it was already very dirty, and he was thinking of getting new clothes for him. The next day, Swami called all the Chai boys for an interview. And in that interview, there were many elders of the organization with whom Swami was discussing many organizational matters. And it seemed as if Bhagwan had called the Chai boys just to give them chance, just to give them the opportunity of his proximity, to reward them for their selfless work. But as the interview ended, suddenly Swami looked at one of the Chai boys and asked, "Chai's innerwear is dirty. Get new ones for him. We need to change that. I have already made the purchase and left instructions for them to be delivered. Take care of him." When our heart is moved by someone's plight, that is when love comes into action. And how to love is what the Lord shows us, because He is love. He is what is sensitivity. Only when our heart beats for the other person, that is love. Only when we can sacrifice, that is love. Only when selflessness becomes a part of us, that is love. Only when we can feel the pain of the other, that is love. And that is what the Lord is, and that is what the Lord loves. That is what is conveyed in this line. Let's move on to the next two lines, which are a repeat of the second and third line.
हे भाव प्रिया साईरामा सद्भाव प्रिया साईरामा.
Again, another beautiful anecdote comes to mind when we talk of bhava. In the 1990s, there was a three-day music festival in Prashantinilam when pioneers of Indian classical music performed in the Divine Physical Presence. One evening during the program, when Bhagwan was returning to the Purnachandra Auditorium, which was his residence then, he spotted an old lady sitting way behind in the crowd. Swami beckoned to her. She had a little bag with her. When she came near, Swami stretched his hand and almost grabbed that bag from her. And as he neared his residence, the boys assisting him offered to carry that bag because Swami's hand was occupied with carrying the letters. But Swami gave the letters but not the bag. He wanted to carry that bag himself, and he was holding it tight to his bosom. Once he reached inside, Bhagwan called the 3-4 students who were living with him then, and he asked them to sit around him. And then excitedly, he opened the bag, and that bag had roasted peanuts. And with great joy, Bhagwan now burst open the husk of each of these groundnuts and he started giving it to the boys to eat. So he would do it with so much relish. He would open each nut and then give it one boy to eat. And the whole place actually was filled with the peanut husks and skins. But that did not matter. Bhagwan was least concerned about the place becoming dirty. He was just enjoying those peanuts and seeing the joy that the peanuts was giving to the boys who were eating. This was a bit puzzling for one of the students, and he asked later to Bhagwan, "Swami, who gave those peanuts?" And it was then that Swami revealed that this lady who had bought the peanuts used to specially cultivate, harvest, process and roast these nuts only for Bhagwan, and she has been doing this for years. In the earlier years, when there was less crowd, she was able to very easily offer it to Bhagwan. But as crowds multiplied, she would always get the bag, but it would be very difficult for her to approach Bhagwan. But Swami never missed to see her, and Swami always asked for her wherever she was, and Swami would always take the bag and relish everything that she had prepared for him with so much of toil and sweat, with so much of love and devotion. That is what the Lord is all about. He is always interested only in the purity of our intent. Once that is there, all grace flows spontaneously. Such beautiful thoughts in this bhajan. Dear listeners, please ruminate on these words and you will swim in the ecstasy of your own devotion, of your own connection with Swami. Let's sing this bhajan once again as it is sung in the Sanctum Sanctorum in Prashantinilayam.
Oh.
So that brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. Please feel free to share your thoughts. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With grateful pranams at his lotus feet, we pray that he fills us with energy to continue this series so that we can share his love with joy, with gratitude.
You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on the 14th September 2017 as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthi Nilayam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.